by the miracle of recording.
Hello again. It's been a while since I've done this. It's Friday morning, nice and early. I'm sitting on a tiny little balcony outside the, as part of the flat. I'm conscious I haven't done this for a while, and I'd like to kind of try and get back on that bandwagon, so I'm going to do that. I don't have anything particular to talk about, but I do remember that I got some little audio messages from people, three people. If on the blog there's a thing that says send me an audio, and you can send an audio message, which I think is really nice. So I'm going to try and answer those questions this morning. The first was from Curtis, from a sound company. Does this brilliant thing called Noisy Matchbox, and I'll stick a link on the blog so you can see. But he asks this question.
Please, Russell, tell me what your favourite sound is.
To which I have no... I don't have a single answer. My favourite sounds... I tell you the sounds I do like. I like all the cliche ones. Like, I like the sound of Arthur laughing. But that's presumably genetically predisposed in me, so that's not really about choice. I love the sound of the crossing signal on the zebra crossings in Amsterdam, which, rather than those annoying bleepy kind of sounds, are they sound like there are woodpeckers inside the traffic lights. It's kind of this sound, this very organic woodeny clicking or tapping sound. I like that a lot. I like the sound, if you ever go to Multnomah Falls in Oregon, you can stand underneath a bridge and, you know, inches above you, massive freight trains go rolling across for hours on end. That is a brilliant sound. That's like being at a Motorhead concert. I like wind chimes. I don't like many hippie-ish things, but I do like the sound of wind chimes. And kind of nature-oriented sounds, yeah. Oh, I tell you what I like. Whenever we go to the seaside or find a little river or a stream or something, I'll throw pebbles in. And if occasionally, you know, you find that an area where it's kind of resonant and you get the plopping sound makes a kind of distinct note, I always try and throw multiple pebbles in and try and somehow play chords on the water. On the pebbles, so I like that. I like air brakes, you know, when buses or trucks kind of go pts. I like that sound a lot. But I haven't picked the favourite one. Actually, I need to do that. I'll get back to you on that one. And then the second question was from Luca, who's always asking interesting questions, and then I never answer them. So, sorry, Luca. I'll try and answer this one.
Hi, Russell. It's Luca Bergano. My question regards the differences in being a planner in an agency and being it inside a company. How does a planner work in this perspective? Is it different? How can a planner be useful? How are the dynamics different? Thank you. Bye.
Tricky. I think planners within agencies, within clients, they kind of do the same thing, you know, understanding consumers, thinking about brands, all that kind of thing. I guess the main differences I felt were, from two sides. I think the thing I missed about being an agency planner was the variety, the fact that you can bring ideas from one area, from one category, you know, from yellow fats and bring it to cars or something like that. You don't get that same variety, and for someone who doesn't have a lot of ideas like me, I think what I'm reasonable at is bringing ideas from one place to another place and kind of mashing them up a bit. Having original ideas quite hard, so that sustained focus on the same pieces of activity all the time, I think that's a big difference. People forget that about agency lives, how kind of various they can be, which always makes them interesting. One aspect on the other side, I guess, is that you definitely, as a client, have a greater sense of responsibility, which is important. You know, there's a greater sense that you've got shareholders and employees and that factories might close if you screw up, kind of thing. I don't think you have that as an agency, which is good and bad. I think it means that agencies are more likely to promote and encourage risk, which is probably a good thing. But they also need to recognise that, you know, it's not their risk, and that the people on the other side of the table, as it were, do feel that greater sense of responsibility. I'm sorry, Luca, I don't yet have a good answer to that question. I'll try and actually write one. But thank you for asking, and please keep asking. And then the third question, I think, was from Dave of Funky Pancake. And if you've not read the Funky Pancake blog, you really should, because it's very good. And Dave has a brilliant kind of visual sense of humour, which would be a great thing for lots of people to copy. Anyway.
Hi, Russell. I have a standard question that I like to ask people at conferences, and that is that your own hair?
Yes, Dave. Thank you. It is my own hair. I'm quite proud of it. I am developing the Davis bald spot, which I think you can just see the beginnings of at the back there. But, you know, otherwise, not bad. Not bad. That's it. Thank you, everyone. I'm going to try and do this more regularly again, because I kind of enjoy it. And also, Luca did, I think it was Luca who wrote in and said he thinks he can understand me better when he can see me, which is maybe a penalty for the rest of you. So I shall try and do that. And that's it for today. Thank you. Bye.
By the miracle of recording.